Please hold. I have to throw some dinner together. I'm starving. What the fuck would I have a bum on a sneaker? Why the fuck with a classic? Why? I don't even know what's next on the docket. Oh shit. Oh, it's still frozen, dude? What? Yay! We can't have that, bro. I'm starving now. Oh shit, don't break the fucking chandelier. Whatever, bro, you're gonna fucking marry me, man. So I'm about to cut this frozen piece off right now. I'm not even close to playing, bro. You know what? Fuck salmonella. Is this clean? I can go right in there. Yes. Finally. Here, come here. Am I gonna die if I eat this?
What?
Am I gonna die if I eat this? It's like kind of frozen still.
What?
Nothing! You're gonna make fun of me anyway.
Never mind.
Swear to God.
I do. I hope so. If they sent it to the right place.
Oh my God! Could you imagine if they sent it to
Well, the lady said that, but like the doctor came in, she was like, "Your pharmacy's not in New York. What the hell's going on in here?" I'm like, "I don't know." I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Whoa,
hey. So, you know, go in there. What's the problem? Well, first, before I even do that, I forgot. They put me in the hallway like the dunce cap that I am. I go in there. There's just some lady sitting there, so I figure I'm all right, right? I don't need to get crazy, right? Lady's like, "Wait, you're sick, right?" Yeah. She goes, "Oh, you need a mask, dude. Do you have a mask?" I'm like, in my pocket. She's like, "Well, go out in the hallway and put that on, and then come back in." I'm like, what? All right, ma'am, if that's what you need me to do, if that's what the CDC says, I guess that's what I gotta do. So I go out in the hallway, I put my little mask on, I come back in, and she goes, "I need your insurance cards." I give her my cards, give her my ID. She goes, "All right, I'll go back out in the hallway. You have to wait out there. I'll bring your cards to you." All right. So I'm in the hallway for half an hour. I'm not lying to you. Just standing there. The best part was people coming into the office. They want to go get seen. And I'm just standing in the hallway, just staring at the door, waiting for somebody to signal me. Right? But they're walking in. They just see some fucking deranged maniac with a mask on, staring at the door. And I'm like, Are you going in? And I just, to add effect to it, because I'm an asshole, I just shook my head. I didn't verbally say anything. I figured, you know, give them a real run for the fucking money. What'd you do? What'd you do? Where'd you shit? What did you do? What did you do, dude? What happened here? What is that? Sausage, peppers. Oh shit. You're in trouble now, Dunce Camp. I'm about to eat some of your sausage anyway. What'd you do? Oh. No! Oh, you're so bad. You are so bad.
Okay, so people are asking you if you're going in or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're fucking having a conversation in your head, like, all right, I'll open the doors there.
Mm-hmm. So I just went with the mask on. Okay. They go in. The best is to look behind the shoulder like, is he still there? Yeah, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. They don't know I'm here. I wanted so
how
bad.
How many times did somebody ask the front desk, oh, there's some weird guy.
Yeah, what's that guy doing out there? Oh, that's the office mascot.
Okay.
Yeah, we like hockey out here. Go Devils.
Waiting for the doctor.
So, yeah, I'm waiting. Then, after a half hour, I go in the office. I have a cigarette in my hand. I'm like, I'm going outside. They're like, no. Just go in. All right. Fine. I'll go in. In comes the nurse. Our whole systems are down. So, I got to re-enter everything. What are you here for? Did you get tested for COVID? No. I don't even know where to do that anymore. Nobody, do you notice? There's no coverage at all. Like, where you should go. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. So, I'm like, no, I did none of those things. She goes, okay. Then here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a throat, and we're going to do a COVID. I said, cool. So, we'll do the COVID one first? She said, no. The COVID, I swear to God, this is what she said. The COVID test is warming up. Warming up? Where do you keep it? We're going to do the throat first. I said, nay, nay, that's not. I'd prefer you to do the COVID first. Get that out of the way. That's more important. No? No, no, no. Throat's much easier. She pulls the fucking, the stick out. Already I'm done for. Already. Already I'm done. I haven't seen the Q-tip yet. I'm already out. I'd prefer to pull my dick out. Honestly. I really, but you sure you don't want to look inside? You sure? You sure? Please. Go ahead. So, no. She gets the stick out. She got the Q-tip. She's like, all right, now open your mouth. I'm like, lady. I have a gag reflex. She said, yeah, look, this is not a big deal. I said, for you, it's not a big deal. My whole day is revolved around this moment right now. And she looked at me again. She rolled her fucking eyes. She rolled her eyes. And she said, it's not a big deal. Now open your mouth. I said, oh, now I feel like every one of my girlfriends, right? So, she got the stick, I swear to God, she's like this. She's like John Wick in me. She's got the stick in this hand like this, and she's got the Q-tip in this hand like she's gonna stick me open and jab me real fast. My bro. This is not happening. It's not just put the stick down. I took her hand. I moved it. I moved the stick out of the way. I said, just forget about that thing. Forget. She's like, are you all right? I'm like, no, I'm not. You're not listening to me? I have a bad gag reflex, man. Right? So she goes to shove the thing in my mouth, and I gag, like, in her face, which is hilarious. Disgusting, but hilarious. And it gurgled. It was like a really gross one. And she goes, oh, don't throw up on me. I go, I tried to. But, and she goes, no, seriously, don't throw up on me. I go, I tried to tell. She goes, forget it. She forget it. She throws the Q-tip in the garbage. We don't need to do that test. We'll just do the COVID test. Can I go in your nose? And she got all defensive. Like, look. Well, I said, like, you can dig in my nose all day, I don't care. Right? And she goes, all right, we'll do the COVID test. She goes, all right, now calm down. I did nothing. I did nothing. Now you're being dramatic. Now you're being dramatic. They gave me a flu test also. You heard of this? It's the first COVID test they ever did. It's basically, is what it is. When the COVID test first came out, there was a fucking... You remember the things they would give you in class that you can make, like, arts and crafts out of when you were little? They had, like, fur on them. They take one of those and stick it in your fucking nose for the COVID test when it first came out. That's basically the technology. She's like, this one is gonna... The thing is, like, this long. It's gotta be. It has to be a fucking inch, at least, that goes in your face. I don't know. She goes, this is gonna go farther back than you're gonna care for it to be there, whatever she said. I'm like, I don't care. Shove it in, lady. You know, I don't...
Just $30, shove it in.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you can shove it in all you want. Shove it as far back as you want. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't... The nose doesn't bother me. You're not hearing me. You know, she tried to go in through my back door. You can't do that. Right? My throat is my back door. Jesus is watching. We can't do that. You gotta go the other way.
You got struck.
Yeah. The doctor comes in, and she's like, so you couldn't do the throat test, huh? And she's giggling at me. And then she gets this close up to me, and she goes, oh my God, man, you stink. I'm like, bro, I knew you were gonna yell at me. I knew you were gonna yell at me. She's like, oh, well, this time it's the cigarettes. I don't smell the pot so much anymore. She's like, what are you doing? Give that shit up already. It's like, so you think you got strength, huh? Open up, let me see. I go, ah, like that. She shines the light in my throat. She goes, whoo! You're on fire! I guess so. She goes, yeah, yeah, we're going to need to treat that. Oh, shit. You can't take penicillin. What are we going to do with you? That's what works the best. What happens when you take it? As well, I mean, how are you with back? What did she say? How are you with bacterial medications? Like, oh, I didn't experiment. Right? I didn't know that was an option that we had. I was gonna be like, I only tried the psilocybin, but I'm like, she's gonna have a heart attack if I say that. Don't do that to this poor woman. She's a small time MD. She's not prepared for the psilocybin. She's not ready. I don't know, some kind of medication. She was like, alright, I got Levaquin and I got this.
Oh, and then, I hope you didn't take the Levaquin.
Well, I was like, oh, and she goes, you know about Levaquin? I said, oh, yeah.
That's a bad
one. I know about Levaquin. I go, that's couch lock for a week. She was like, I know, it attacks the muscles. She goes, that's no good. I don't want to do that to you.
Oh, thank God.
She goes, alright, let's try this other shit and see how it works.
Oh, really make fun of you.
Oh, my God, bro. I've taken Levaquin.
You made fun of me last time. Remember, my fucking neck hurts so bad.
Yep.
I stopped taking it.
Yeah. Yep. My legs, they take them right out from underneath me. I'll be crawling around here on my knees. I probably should go up to the pharmacy, right? They're not closed yet. It's 5:20. Fuck. All right, let me go now. I think I have a little bit of the joint left. Stinking out that poor Uber car. Oh, yeah, look. It's fucking rest up. Why is it that every time I go somewhere important and I need a joint, man, it reses up on me?
So what's he saying?
No, she was like, all right. She said, she gave me a list. She said, antibiotics, lozenges, gargle with warm salt water.
Yeah, you ain't doing that.
And she's like, and you got chicken soup? And she giggled a little bit. Like I guess that's the doctor joke. You got some chicken soup? Can you handle that? Can you handle that?
Because bitch, it feels good on your fucking throat, you dummy.
I thought she was trying to insult my culinary skills. About to be like, if you don't stop it, I'm gonna drop a chicken cutlet on your ass, lady. Don't fuck with me.
So they didn't give you a steroid?
No. No steroid, no roids for me. Unfortunately, no cough syrup for me. I want some, though. No, I didn't ask for it. I'm not coughing enough in the office for that, you know.
How is it now?
If I'm hacking... No, if I'm walking it, if I walk in there and I'm hacking up a lung while I'm in there, then I feel justified I could ask for it. Because I'm like, bro, I've done the over-the-counters, you know. Jayquel's not cutting it. Alright, let me see. I hope this ain't gonna cost me no money. I don't know, though. We're gonna find out. Boom. Wait, let me grab a cigarette. Bitch, December is my deadline. I'm done. Yeah. I see it. It looks nice. It smells in here too. Like food now though. I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a good way. It smells like sausage, peppers, and onions. It smells good. I don't mean that as an insult. That's a good thing. That's not bad. If it smells like that in 2 days, then that would be bad. It smells good, though, and it looks nice in there. I guess. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Alright, let's go get medicated. Yo! Don't let your nose on fire. Don't let your nose on fire. That's it. That's my story. Now watch. They sent the medicine to the wrong pharmacy. Watch. That's what happened.